Well, hello, guys. Hey, I'm not from the United States. I'm from Canada. And I've lived for quite a number of years, and I think this president of the United States has to be the worst there ever has been, at least in my lifetime. And what he's done on his last days of the presidency is really quite disgusting. He's tried to cause as much destruction as he can before Trump gets in. Of course, he's not running the country. He doesn't even know what trousers he's wearing. But these actions are very childish, spiteful, mean. And that's what makes me think there's a Femon behind it. That's the way they work. Remember Pelosi ripping up that speech or constitution, whatever? Very grown-up thing to do. And she was an old lady. Shows they kinda never grow up. It's hardly the way a professional politician should act. But it proves that they were lying to the American people all along. Because he's just pardoned Fauci, the person that was in charge of COVID. Why would he need to pardon him if everything he did was okay? And he's pardoned Cheney. Why would he have to do that? It's because everything she's done isn't quite kosher. And why would he need to pardon the whole of the January the 6th committee? I mean, really, they were only telling the truth, trying to get justice, right? No. It's a telltale sign, obviously, that they were lying through their teeth. Remember when he met Trump and he said, the transition of power will be smooth? Of course, he lied again. And they haven't finished either yet. They don't care about the American people. All they care about is power and keeping it. But maybe they don't understand. The American people has seen through them now. But when people have been in power for that long, it's hard to give it up. And they'll fight, even though they don't have the backing of the people anymore. Hopefully America's on a good path now. Now all we need to do is sort out Canada. Take it easy, guys.